So we have that passage, Jema. Somebody has asked specifically, because nowadays there is a problem going on in Pakistan. So why should we be concerned about problem going on in Pakistan? Generally people will say because it will impact us, because we are neighbors. But in a certain sense, we should be concerned about all that is going on in the world. Because this world is a single unity. What is happening in Israel and Palestine, you can't say that we are unconcerned about it. When you say you are not concerned about it, there would be groups which will be concerned about it and create chaos and problems. So, and we have to learn to see things as they are. This courage, this truthfulness, this honesty. I think one of the reasons why India has suffered so much is because of selfishness and lack of courage. Long back I remember, after just my MBBS, myself and my friend, we were taking a little walk in the Red Fort area. And both of us were thinking that, you know, the big problem of India is selfishness and lack of courage. To call a spade a spade. It's the time when a courageous person will be helped by the destiny. That's one thing about Yogi Adityanath. About people who will be able to courageously say what they really truly believe in. And one of them is that Pakistan is a non-starter. Long back the mother spoke about it. She has foreseen, given solution to the problem of Pakistan. Then it was not a problem. Huh? It was a newborn nation. She spoke about the problem of Tibet. She spoke about Myanmar. And she spoke about East Bengal then. Bangladesh, present Bangladesh. All this foreseen, given a solution. She spoke about Russia and America. And all she wanted, Russia and America both to come together and India to become a bridge. We cannot think of creating a new world by discarding it. See what is happening now. If you cut off, it has its own strengths. America has its own strengths. India has its own strength. If these two countries come together, three countries, it will be so wonderful. We have to think of the world as it is to be. So, well, that's a big subject. Prophecies, I have taken it elsewhere. Prophecies of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, probably in Hindi. So, today we'll just take up what the mother has spoken about Pakistan. First is when Surendra Johar once asked the mother about Pakistan. Pakistan outwardly had been formed. So, mother went into a trance. And then she comes out and says, but where is Pakistan? So he said, Pakistan is there. She said, but I don't see Pakistan. There is no truth of Pakistan in the inner worlds. See how the divine will operates. Divine will doesn't operate according to our ideas of democratic ideas and our ideas of things good and bad. No. There is a divine plan, and if human will tries to thwart that plan, it will eventually be decimated. That is the message she gave before the 56. In 55 she gave this message. 1st January. No human will can finally prevail against the divine will. Put yourself deliberately on the side of the divine and the victory will be yours. So often when people discuss even about Israel and Palestine issue, so I ask only one question. What do you think is the divine will? Don't come with your mental ideas. If you know the divine will, speak about it. If you don't know, stay quiet. Your mental ideas are not the arbiters, because many things are happening behind the scene which you don't know have happened behind the scene. Who knows? Perhaps one nation is required to stand up against so much nonsense which is around. So long back she had foreseen many things and spoke about them. She said as the divine would almost laughingly, but those things now we can see happening. And while we are talking about this happened in Balochistan, that happened in Khyber Pakhtun, that this happened in Pakistan occupied Kashmir, this is happening in Sindh province. Let us for a moment just hear a few words that mother spoke in 1971. And that's the year she also gave a very interesting message. Men, countries, continents, the choice is imperative, truth or the abyss. So we'll read this part, what she speaks about. This is in Agenda, the Mother's Agenda, December 18, 1971. So this goes on and she says, well, they have stopped fighting in the West. India was about to take Pakistan actually. And when she had sent a message to Indira Gandhi, take over Pakistan. Now you say, what mental idealism is there? Which is the divine will? Because it's a falsehood. In one of his interviews, Sri Aurobindo tells K.M. Munshi, Pakistan has been created by falsehood, farce and force. By whatever means it must go. That is there even in his message. By whatever means the division must and will go. Mark the words, by whatever means. Divine will fulfills itself. You know, all our crying, our, you know, trying to, people may believe in it, not believe in it, doesn't matter. So she says, they have stopped fighting in the West. She wanted that time, and Indian army had reached up to Lahore, and it was such a tremendous impulsion of the divine will that I know of people who were actually involved in the war. Now, of course, veterans. And one of them was saying, they were from artillery and infantry, they were literally thinking of Lahore, Karachi, chalke khawanga. Matlab, we will go there and we'll have our breakfast and lunch. This was the state. And we, well, for whatever reason, there are reasons always, so we'll not go into it. It's not, Yes, so we'll not go into that because there were reasons, political compulsion, situational, whatever it be. Yes, that falsehood can only delay. So anyways, so now 71 and now it is 2024. What, how many years? 50 plus, 53 years. But the problem of this breakup of Pakistan starts almost 3-4 years. So let's say half a century. Now she says, on the Kashmir and Rajasthan front, that is the road to West Pakistan, the heart of the trouble, which means it's not the end of the problem. She nods her head. I wish like they should have gone, but they have stopped fighting. Now normally, can you imagine? Normally you are supposed to say, no, they should not fight, they are brothers, they should live happy and happily. Mother is feeling, oh, they have stopped fighting. They should have continued. So much like Krishna. Again, it won't be for this time. It would have happened, but she says it won't be for this time. Then she says, it won't be done that way. Now she has seen, because she knows that, you know, ultimately all this will happen, international pressure and Indians. That unfortunately Gandhiji is the father of the nation, sorry to say, but you know, all this will, at the end of the day, that push and drive which is required, that will be missing. So she says, divine has always plan B, plan C and several plans. So she says, it won't be done through a battle. Then how it will be done? She says, the different parts of Pakistan will demand separation. There are 5 of them. And by separating, they'll join India to form a sort of confederation. That's how it will be done. Other day in one of the talks, somebody was saying that nobody can see the future. We have so many Baba Vanga and all this comes, no? nonsense. Here is documented future, seen by the mother. Documented, written in so many words, which you see coming true. Even about Tibet, she has said that Tibet will be liberated. Now there was a time when again the pressure was building and people all over. There was an interview with Dalai Lama when she became very quiet and she gives a hint. So if you see interview with Dalai Lama, you will be able to find it. Then now once again, because of certain things which are happening, but that's a different subject, I'm not going into it. You will see that slowly things are moving in a certain direction. It's very interesting. Maybe another, for the divine, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years mean nothing. This is an event which was a lot more urgent, but it has taken 50 years. What situations will come? How things will change? Then she says, it will break up from within. Yes, I see. That's right. That's how it will be done. I saw it. I don't remember what day. All of a sudden, for several hours, there was a contact with the divine power and vision. It was magnificent. Things became extraordinary. Then, immediately the next day, all the news changed. Really extraordinary what actually took place. So she has foreseen all this. It is the divine will, the divine power, the divine vision that Pakistan will break into five parts and they will all demand to have a confederation. Now some people will say, but then, see, Bangladesh was on the verge of forming harmonious relation with India. What happened now? Just wait and watch. This is the beginning of an end. And that's what is happening now. You'll be compelled to join. Even within Pakistan, the very recent statement I am talking about, the present Prime Minister, what is he saying? They have been dissed by China, almost. Almost dissed by America. The weapons that were left by the Americans are being used against them now. That time when Afghanistan, America had left weapons, people were very unhappy. They thought this is a threat to India. But this was a threat to Pakistan. It was going to aid the breakup from the other side, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and all that region. So you see how the divine will operates. And when you see that larger picture, it's so amazing. Only we should be free of all our preconceived notions. So now, there was a sort of a mild statement, but very interesting statement, which the Prime Minister was saying. I think it's not exact words, but something to the effect that it's much better if we had friendly relations with India. Because that's true. If you look at it, they would have prospered a lot more. But you become a vassal state and see how things are happening. So, this is one part. And then, I think this is about Dalai Lama, she's appreciating him. But there is an interview which has been published that may not be here. There is, I've got the interview. So, Dalai Lama asks the mother, it is my dream to have the perfect economic development of Tibet. See, mother has made a pavilion of Tibet in Auroville. She has recognized it as a distinct entity. I don't think there is a pavilion of China, but there is a pavilion of Tibet. So it's already recognized. Because ultimately what the divine recognizes, the world will recognize tomorrow. So he says, I want economic development of Tibet, the perfect organization, the efficiency that we find in communism. Now we understand why China came in. It has to develop all this and then it will leave. Wait and watch. It will come in. It has come in. It is developing things. When the time comes, after all this has happened, it will leave. And so she is saying, but all this based upon, founded upon the Buddhist qualities of compassion and love. Look at the great experiment he wants. A divine communism. Literally, it is going to have the hand of the divine behind it. So that the people in power do not degenerate into corruption. What is mother's view of this dream and whether such a thing will be realized in Tibet? Mother says, it is not a dream. It will naturally be. But the time it will take, I do not know. It's going to be long. This is something like what Sri Aurobindo has said about the supramental. Truth, love, compassion will give a basis to the new creation. It is not birth but the value of men that should give the right to authority. All these thoughts are already coming. See, now in India we are going about Vanshvad. That things by heredity, it should not be. See, this is not a new tussle. If you look at during the time of Chandragupta, it was the same tussle that whether it should be through heredity or not. And this has happened in other countries also. So she said, not by birth. That should break. So wherever people are doing, thinking that well, they can continue because of their birth, this is bound to go. There are many other reasons why it should go and it will go. But that's a different thing altogether, because when things are done by heredity over a period of time, unless you maintain pure to type, which is not possible today, it becomes weaker and weaker. We see living example now in India itself, how things degenerate. And then she says, if the teaching of Sri Aurobindo can spread over the world, why it is important? People often ask, why should it be? Why are we trying to? No, it's not about spreading a cult or people should convert and turn to Sri Aurobindo and the mother. It's not about that. It's about the truth they have given to the world. You may take it or leave it. But people should know what they have spoken of. If the teaching of Sri Aurobindo can spread over the world and if there is the full manifestation of the supramental, then the supramental will be the power of the liberation of Tibet. So she says that it's not easy, it will happen, it will take time, but the condition is the teaching of Sri Aurobindo should spread and the supramental manifestation should assume full power. That means more and more humanity should actually become living yogins. Each such person, and especially those who are in Tibet, if they can take to this higher truth and start living in, this will be the power which will ensure, and it can find ways and means. When China had entered India, just imagine, it had come up to Jorhat. I have been posted there, Tejpur, and they were very close. And then they turned back, suddenly went away for no reason, outwardly. Mother was telling them, go back, and they heard and they went back. So behind the outer events, what we saw in Doklam, what we are seeing in that Changu Lake and all these areas, basically there is a divine power which is operating. The divine power is the guardian of not only India, every nation. But India has always venerated and worshipped her as Durga, as in different. Therefore, she is working in her own way. And then she says, it is bound to come. It will come. But if it goes as it is going now, it will take hundreds of years. So liberation of Tibet is certain, but the time frame may be very huge. For the divine nature, 500 years means nothing, but obviously for human beings. But she says, she has given a clue that there should be more and more. I do believe, it's my own feeling, that in Auroville, they need to make the pavilion of Tibet more up to date and much more. It should be much more engaged with the actual Tibet and with the Dalai Lama. So that, you know, that this, because he has spoken about this. that, you know, it will take place as the as they turn toward the teaching of Sri Aurobindo's mother. And this is not contradicting Buddha. This is very much in line of, he's saying that a new spiritualized society based on love, compassion and truth, who is going to ever say there is anything wrong about it? But if the supramental is manifested, it may come quick. Quick does not mean 10 or 20 years. That would be almost miraculous. Not so soon. See how clear it is. Already now we have an example of Pakistan prophecy coming true. Now we have of Tibet. And how far reaching our vision is. So, I think Kirit Bhai had taken the interview. So he says, but the supramental is now working very powerfully. 71. So he asked her. She says, yeah, it is. It is working. It will be manifested with enough power when the right people have the authority. In India, this has started. You need strong people to hold that. Not pussy-footed and, you know, mollycoddle. This is the age of Shakti. So, people who respect Shakti, literally Shakts, this is the age for that. And she says, when right people take. For the moment, it seems that the opposition, the falsehood attacks with full power before dying. Never, never have men lied as much as they are doing now. It seems the old habit comes spontaneously, but it must be broken. We are at a very, what we could call an unpleasant moment of the history of the earth. It is interesting because the action is very powerful, but I can't call it pleasant. It's going to crush humanity, we are seeing that. But I have told you that already, I wrote it. So then of course, Dalai Lama asks, as for myself, I have no desire to continue in power in the government, for I feel that the government involves so much of conflicts of parties and the necessity of taking sides with one party against the other. Look at Mother's answer. And this is an eye-opener. Mother says, one can govern without taking sides. Be aligned to truth. Don't have to be, you know, this side. Why do we presume that we have to take sides? We should be in the side of the divine will and express it. So she says, one, that is the mistake of all the governments. They reduce their capacity tremendously. But beyond the mind, there is a higher and deeper consciousness. They would find a consciousness in which one can make use of all the capacities. It is a question of the consciousness being broad enough so that each capacity can be put in its place in order to make a general harmony. So then the Dalai Lama says, there is goodwill, there is sincerity among people all over the world, but the number of such people is not large. Will they be able to have an effect to change the conditions of the world? Now what Mother says, I tell you, it is so becoming more and more evident, at least I can feel it. And this is something which we all can engage in. That okay, all this is happening, where is our role? We have a role. She says, it is bound to change, it is bound to change. Only if the people are sincere, it will shorten the time. It will go faster if the people are sincere. That's all. If you are sincere, it goes faster. If you are not sincere, it still will happen. What a great assurance. And then she tells us, and this is our take-home point, which I personally feel we all need to work upon. The first and indispensable step is to stop all falsehood. That she defines falsehood. Falsehood is all that contradicts in us the presence of the divine. So it's a great assurance. Pakistan, round the corner, we are witnessing one of the prophecies of the mother. She's given many prophecies. And the other one, she has said it may take few hundred years, but we can shorten it. But it is bound to happen. Jema.